All right, we're proud to bring you some live music on our morning show, Daily Scramble Live. It's KX93.5 and Soft White 60s are in studio. Octavio, Aaron, Joey, and Ryan. I think there's one more of you than that. I'm sorry. Rob's here as well. And you've got a new EP out. You're going to play Sorry to Say and one more song for us that's gaining a lot of traction in the radio world. So Soft White 60s, whenever you're ready, take it away.
One, two, three, four. Ooh, 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 ooh. Suitcase, a different city, a different day. Take me home, but I'll never stay. Well, I believe that I could be another note, another line in history. And I ain't scared. Ask yourself, as I feel good all by myself. I lost my mind, sorry to say. Chardonnay. The life she lives, not the life she wants. She got dreams, but she never talked about the day she turned away. Tripped on her dreams, landed in a daze. And now she sits in misery, looking at life through an LCD. I lost her mind, sorry to say.
White 60s are live on KX93.5. Make your switcheroo and we'll get to another song here. Again, the band has a new EP. That was the single Sorry to Say, which you may have heard in some other places around the world. They're playing a Monday night residency for all of May at the Satellite, and they have a show tonight at the Belly Up in San Diego with another good friend of ours, Tolan Shaw. So if you guys are ready, I'll take another song away for us.
And he's digging through pockets.
He's digging through his pocket to find a pick. We're gonna.
Those are all this. Quarters.
I brought the right color for today.
Here you go. It's a nice little jangle there. All right. Ready?
Yeah.
I
think so.
One, two, three, four.
White 60s in the studio here at KX 93.5 on the corner of Pearl Street and Pacific Coast Highway, and we're going to have a little chat with the band in a minute when they can get past all the other
hello
cables and spaghetti that's
that was, down
there.
That was
there.
Just some classic in-studio tension there.
Oh, no,
no
we,
I loved
we
it.
Felt
yeah.
it.
I liked the beginning and the end of that song where the audience had no idea what was going on,
yeah.
but the chunk of the song was awesome. You guys are really cool. Thanks for that high-energy in-studio performance for us.
Right on.
Killer. Again, the band's called Soft White 60s. They're out of L.A., and you just moved there from San Francisco,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we're so. Down there working, kind of brought us down there as working on our next record.
Yeah.
We did everything, all the other record up north. And this one kind of just through the way we've been touring and everything, and the connections, like just it kind of led us that way with people we're working with, studios we're working in, and
yeah.
people. Basically, the relationships we have kind of led that way, so we all kind of relocated there now to start working on this record.
How's the scene compare? SF to LA.
The classic question. It's interesting. I think it's I mean, another thing, it's pretty vast. It's big. You know, I mean, there's some I mean, I just moved there, so I live more on the east side. I probably know a range of probably about 1 square mile of LA right now.
Right, there's a bit to explore.
So the scene I'm thinking about, people are passing through that.
Right.
But it's good. It's definitely, you know, people I think with LA, people just have it's hungry and it's thrown in front of you. So bands come together with a lot of stuff like put together in the sense like they know they kind of have the, it's right in front of you what it takes like to try to get it together.
Sure.
You know, so they come together as a band and their sound is together, you know, all their assets are together.
So there's some pressure.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, when we started, we just wrote songs and started playing shows immediately. That was the goal.
Right, cool.
It wasn't like, oh, is our website in line? Do we have a business card? Do we have this? Do we have that? It was just, let's play a show. A friend has something going on. We put songs together, start playing, and
that's
kind of
PR led people. Led. You're musicians. That's the whole point, right.
And San Francisco is a small town compared to Los Angeles, which is the main streets.
Yeah,
desperation.
You know, it's rare to see a lead singer who's not playing an instrument in the band. You don't see that very. I mean, how often do we see that these days? Hardly
at all.
Not
that often. No, you're a funky guy. You're dancing around.
Yeah.
Cool.
I mean, you got a lot going on.
I'm playing other things.
I'm not saying you're limited. No, just saying it's rare.
I'm not a gay man, but if I was, probably into it. I really a cool, sexy geezer. So why not?
Well, it's interesting. It's like we played with bands, and I didn't realize because a lot of people that I was into growing up didn't play instruments, or they did, and then like I used to play guitar in the band kind of haphazardly, where because I can play, but not in the sense where
anybody wants to hear it.
Yes, it's like for me, it's for me to like write with, but not definitely
not like this guy.
No. You know what I mean? It's like, and I'm of the theory like why do something, sacrifice one other thing to do the other. You know, it's like if I'm playing guitar and singing, it's like one of those for me kind of sacrifices.
Right.
So it's like if I split it up, it's like people, you can have a focus on thing. It's not really compromising.
That's interesting. We get artists in here that can't sing and play, can't sing without playing, can't play without singing because there's some magic occurs when they do both together.
For me too, I like singing without playing because it frees up the rhythm. When I'm playing, my right hand starts going and that kind of sets a metronome in me. Yeah. And then I keep on locking up to that. Whereas where I'm just singing on top of the band, it lets me kind of move within the beat and move in front, back, and it kind of frees up melodies and rhythms.
Yeah. Well, you've got an interesting voice. We wouldn't even be having this conversation if you didn't. you do, and you've got you're a really great singer.
Thank you very much.
I love the band, and I hope you keep that smart, because you're together and you've moved here together.
Yeah.
You know, keeping that sort of your San Francisco vibe, whatever that is.
Right.
It's hard to put your finger on, really, isn't it? But whatever
you're kind of a hodgepodge, racially diverse group of people, too.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's a good comment to make for the listeners out there.
Right. I mean, y'all look very different from each other.
That is very true, yeah. They
Again,
all come in here en masse like a brand. You know what I mean? Sometimes they do. Is this a band or
like
a brand?
Everybody's got long hair.
But see, that's the thing. That's what I'm saying, is that very much so today, those two are synonymous.
Yeah.
People are obsessed, like, what is our brand? What are we doing this? It's like, just make a song good.
Right. And your brand, you could be like a Village People kind of thing where you're all different characters.
You know,
they almost do.
You see?
I'll be the cool one. This is like, that could get pretty expensive.
Yeah. It's interesting.
Although there are loads of costume houses in LA. Could probably help us out.
I'm thinking who else comes in here of these things that we're leaning to. People, singers that don't play an instrument. Bands that don't look all the same.
We're talking a lot of crap on other
people. I'm trying to imagine who's
We're at 7 o'clock in the morning. We're here all day long. We're planning events, all that kind of stuff. By the end of it, we don't remember the band that was in this morning. So we're talking smack on people we don't even remember.
A lot of names written out there on the wall.
There are. Yeah, a lot of people you probably know out there too.
Yeah,
huh?
I saw a few.
Well, Tolan Shaw is a good friend of ours. You got a show tonight with him in San Diego. So how'd that one get set up?
That one came up through... sure. We were on a bill there originally. Then that bill fell apart. And then some new bands came together. So I think it's been something we've been trying to work on. We've played there twice before, Belly Up. And in both times, we really enjoy it.
Cool.
It sounds really, really good in there. And it's a weird setup in the sense I haven't really been in a venue that's set up like that, where you have the seating over to the side.
Like the whole of a ship.
Yeah.
You're almost in the middle of the room. Haven't met Tolan, he's a cool guy. He's a lovely guy. And again, he's got that because he's from San Diego. He's not from LA, you know, so he's got that small towny, very helpful, need to borrow a DI box, he's got it. He's that sort of guy, you know.
Might
so
have some sand in his shoes kind of guys.
A little bit like that. A little bit annoying. A little bit irritating like that.
Rolled up pants.
Taco,
kind of
smell
thing.
Of tacos on his breath.
Flip-flops.
Yeah. Calls everybody dude and
flip-flops.
Yeah,
rainbows. And then tell us about the new EP, you guys. When did that come out?
Well, the things with that is true and not true.
Okay.
In the sense that we have songs with the EP that we've been doing one track by one track, and at the same time, we're also working on an album as well. So right now, we have basically an EP equivalent done recording.
But you're not doing the traditional, here's our EP. And
you know, because at first, we've done that before, then we did the full album, and this one kind of, it's interesting, it's kind of a hybrid approach of both, whereas really it's like we record 4 songs, you know, get them done, and then while those are done, just keep on writing more. So it's not just, okay, well, we finish an album, now push it out there and sit around and see what happens.
Right.
Because a lot of times if you do that, you know, by the time it's out and it's over there, you're over it. You know, by the time it actually, because someone likes it and then they're like, okay, we need 3 months to put it out now.
Well, it's the one at a time thing is becoming more and more popular. That's the way people consume music. So yeah, you know, that makes sense.
Yeah. It's true. Unless you have the, you know, the power to make people buy the whole album at once.
Right.
Then, I mean,
it's like a luxury, isn't it? Although somebody was talking to me yesterday about the great thing about putting out an album after 6 months of touring is you know the songs. Like you've worked out all the glitches and you've kind of figured out some new stuff. You've surprised yourself 15 times. You know, the song's grown on you.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. That is a privilege and to be able to do
other,
that.
The other part, too, is that if you have the songs done, then you say you tour and you're kind of putting them in the set here and there, is that you can kind of figure out some things live that you would have done recording, but then live it changes.
Yeah.
And it changes your opinion of how you want to record it.
Yeah.
Because there's some stuff in the studio, think, oh, this is going to be great. And then you go start playing live and you're like, oh, it's not doing what I thought it would do.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel that same. Because when you're in front of an audience, you can really feel it immediately.
Yeah.
Of how parts in your mind, of how listening to it and playing it, two different things.
Too right. And you'll come up with it, like inflections and weird ways of singing words that weren't written when you first wrote the song.
Exactly.
All of that.
Exactly.
Know?
And I think that's for all of us. I mean, all of us, when we have the songs, it evolves naturally.
Yeah.
Which touring is, I think, is the coolest thing about that, is that the songs do change throughout the tour a little bit.
Do you have those cheesy musician moments where you do something that's different from last night and then the bass player does something different at the same time and you get that look at each other and try not to nod and smile?
That,
like,
that
ooh, look what we just did.
Probably did.
We did. Actually,
in fact, the whole thing was that.
Well, feel like the first record and the first EP we had were more like we were playing live a ton, and it was more about trying to capture that live sound. And I feel like with these newer songs, it's more like a studio sort of architecture that we're trying to build the songs behind the scene and then be able to translate them live.
Right.
It's kind of a different approach this time.
Yeah. But you're still doing pre-production, right? You're still learning the songs.
Yeah.
But it's in the studio.
Yeah. Well, you guys sound awesome. Again, the band Soft White Sixties. You can see them tonight at the Belly Up in San Diego. Real quick, social media, website. Where do you want people to go to find everything?
Social media, @ the Soft White 60S.
Well done. Thanks for contributing. Oh, and Tinder?
Yeah, and Tinder.
Yeah, just swipe right, guys.
They're all the same.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much for playing for us this morning. And we'll have this podcast online. We'll see you guys soon, okay?
Thanks for having us. Great fun. Good luck.